3-7.
Again, in Washington, will there be a pathway to amnesty? Sandy, the victims anyway, finally get their money in New York and New Jersey. Hey, everybody, that's part of what's shaking across this great nation, and we're talking about it here on America Tonight. Let's start with Sandy because, boy, Chris Christie was furious. I thought he was going to have a coronary about a month ago when the money didn't show up because something else was heavy on the mind of John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and others in Congress who were trying to get some kind of a deal done on the whole fiscal cliff nonsense. So that noise is over. 3 months after the storm wiped out a chunk of the Northeast, at least the beach areas, the coastal areas, Congress sent $50.5 billion, with a B, in emergency dough for the storm victims. Now it's just the president signing it, and he's going to sign it, so it's not a problem. The businesses, the homes, all that kind of stuff, as soon as it hits his desk, he'll sign it. The bill was voted on 62-36. This was after it was stripped earlier in the month of unrelated things to disasters. There's like 100 amendments that were shoved inside of this, so all 36 votes against, by the way, were from Republican senators. Senator Chuck Schumer says, wow, what a huge relief this is. And, of course, he's saying that. He's in New York and was pushing another person that was pushing to have the money get there as soon as possible. But you have people that still don't have electricity in some areas, infrastructure damage, transportation, you know, you name it. Throw something out and I guarantee I can tell you there's problems in Staten Island with it. You remember 130 people died in this one, tens of billions of dollars of untold property damage, especially in the two areas, New York and New Jersey. The bill was passed in the House a couple of weeks ago, and so now it sails on to the rest. The biggest chunk of the money will go for the block grants, like $16 billion of that, about $12 billion will be shared with the people that are part of the Sandy victims who lost houses and stuff when they had their area declared a federal disaster. And then the rest of it gets used for projects related, things rebuilding, that kind of stuff, like $4 billion or so goes to that. Now, FEMA, you got to think, boy, how many disasters are we away from saying, we've got no money, we have to have fundraisers? And there were fundraisers, by the way, for this. We have to have more fundraisers. Got about $11 billion that's going to go to FEMA's Disaster Relief Aid Fund for restoring that power that I mentioned, other utility services that were interrupted, whatever the immediate needs are, because there's a whole list of them. And the transit system was really wrecked. They got to fix that. So the other thing is throwing a few bucks toward making the area more resistant to future storms. How about building a wall? We're always talking about building walls in this country. Let's build a giant wall so it stops any kind of massive amounts of water from coming through into our shores too close to those coastal homes. They're going to have to build all those homes up. So the people who had little boxes that were pretty decent, but just for the family, they weren't renting them, that kind of stuff, they're done. You got to have serious. You're gonna have to have serious money across the board because they're gonna have to lift the houses up. If it's gonna be like Key West, you're not gonna have some of those flatline homes anymore because of the possibility of more flooding and more damage. But here's the thing: the one area I would be concerned about is making sure the money is actually spent, most of it, on the emergency needs. There has to be, you know, where's the accountability for this? Who knows where all the money's going? Remember there was a bill that was signed, it was like $10 billion, something like that, to actually push money back into the National Flood Insurance Program because of all the flood insurance claims. There was like 100,000 of them from people who owned homes, renters, businesses, all that kind of stuff. So when you start to add up the money, which it never adds up correctly in Washington, it's always fuzzy math. But by my calculations, the funding is totally needed because of the families who have had their lives completely upended and should get the money that's come their way. But the problem is how much of that money is messed around with and is given to people who are tinkering around with ideas of what can we do in the future. I mean, not specifically geared toward, okay, let's look at these dunes over here. We got to chop them down. We got to build something out here. We got to figure out what's happening, like really specific things with the Army Corps of Engineers. If it's just pie in the sky, that's wasted money. There's engineers spitballing ideas around, and they're getting paid to do it on the FEMA dime and then also on this the money that's just completely been passed by Congress. Then I would veto that, too. I would be concerned of where specifically that the money is going. Just get it to the people. Turn those neighborhoods around. Turn the power situation around. You know, remember, because the money was pushed in the direction of Sandy, you had other things now that aren't going to get done. What about disasters that have happened in Alaska, in Mississippi, in this Amtrak expansion project that they were talking about, tunnels that they desperately needed in New Jersey and Penn Station, and all, so many people that are commuting in there, all that gets dumped because it goes toward this. And so the concern for me would be making sure the people, you start with the people who need it the most, then go all the way down. You know, this sequester that we're going through now, remember the super committee, no budget, all that other kind of stuff, the crazy deficit that we have. And so you got to think that FEMA is going to be in serious trouble, because where's this disaster aid going to come from in the future? I mean, we have this swelling debt in the United States. So, okay, if you're going to pump some money, pump it to the Army Corps of Engineers to specifically do something that will immediately stop future storms, that will do something to prevent the amount of damage so that we don't get in this situation again, because I fear that we could see this in the next 3, 4, who knows, maybe sooner than that years, and we'll just be in the phases of rebuilding it. Coming up next on America Tonight, this is a follow-up. We did a story with Kevin Lunny, if you remember him. He owns that Oyster Bay fishery in San Francisco. And remember, the government is coming after them because they're on park land. They're through that whole public comment period. It's a weird dispute between the oyster farm and the Park Service because, needless to say, the Lunny family has gotten support from Dianne Feinstein and some other people, but, you know, they want their money. And this is the poster child for what's become what they call the slow food movement, because shellfish, and this is California speak, are an organic product that's being produced with the respect for the environment and all that other kind of stuff, and it's consumed locally. 60% of the oysters come out of Lunny's place, but the government wants to shut them out, boot them out, and that will mean the loss of jobs as well. They're still stuck in the middle of this battle with Uncle Sam. Check out Lunny next on America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
About the Constitution and the government usurping its authority and trampling on rights, different rights that we've seen suddenly eroding. Well, last week, the Bay Area family, known for their oysters, the Drake's Bay Oyster Company, it's right there along Point Reyes National Seashore. I used to live in Cali, and boy, I'll tell you what, nothing better. So here's the thing. What happens when you get this news from the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, and he tells you that you can no longer stay on National Park Service land, and you got to shut down your business. Wow. You got to shut down your business. So where did this come from all of a sudden from afar, and what rights does the family have to come back? Because basically what it seems to be to me is, Salazar and others who would have been behind this didn't comply with national environmental laws, and they violated the constitutional rights of this family, and they are putting their hands in the cookie jar. They're illegally taking millions of dollars of his property. So joining us now is the man that we're talking about, Kevin Lunny. Kevin, I'll tell you what, this had to be just disheartening, first of all, to receive the news. What was that like? I mean, it had to have blindsided you.
Oh, it was actually horrible. We didn't expect it at all. We had gone through torture with the National Environmental Policy Act through an EIS that took years and millions of taxpayer dollars. And it was actually tragic because it was the NEPA document was so bad that it was criticized by the National Academy of Sciences. It was essentially unusable. And so Secretary Salazar went ahead and made his decision anyway without even the legal public comment period for the EIS, and just said he made it, based on law and policy. Well, those law and policies, according to our attorneys, were not followed.
And so one of the things that as you're pursuing this, the one of the things that you've clearly said, and it's been reported, I might have actually read it in the Times the other day or something, but you're not denying that, first of all, that your lease expired, but that the government didn't follow, as we're talking about here, the proper procedures in making the decision, and especially, as you mentioned, in the periods after the environmental impact report. Were you stunned that that's what happened, that there wasn't that period to do the review, et cetera, and for the comments?
That was just part of it. You know, we were at the end of a 40-year agreement, but it's explicitly renewable. And the Point Reyes National Seashore is filled with ranches. It's all working landscapes. It's a mm-hmm. seashore, not a national park.
Mm-hmm.
So this was agreements that Congress made many years ago to keep the working landscapes. But recently, only a few years ago, the Park Service has decided, well, maybe they want to start getting rid of us. So they made some outrageous claims of catastrophic environmental harm. They were all misrepresented, and those aren't my words. That's the words of the Interior's Inspector General. That's the words of the National Academy of Sciences. That's the words of the Interior Solicitor's Office that completely reprimanded the Park Service officials. So each one of those people that were reprimanded got promotions. That false science made it into this NEPA document, which we were really confident that if it went through the proper public review, it would get corrected so that Secretary Salazar could exercise his authority to renew. Instead, one day before our permit expired,
mm-hmm.
He called our farm, but the secretary himself called me and said, Kevin, I'm instructing the Park Service to allow your permit to expire. And so now, and you have 90 days to get out. And the problem is, it's a farm. It's not a store where you sell the stuff off your shelves. We have 8 or 10 million juvenile oysters in the bay. So we're going to lose all that property. Millions of dollars worth of oysters have to be disposed of, thrown away. 30 people lose their jobs and their homes, many of them their homes. It's going to destroy a coastal community and a coastal economy, because we have 50,000 visitors a year that really drive the local economy, the restaurants and the bed and breakfasts and the shops. So our community of Marin County is in complete outrage because the Interior Department just paid no attention to what the people really want.
Yeah. And so as you say, the 90 days you filed the lawsuit, is the hope that you can get this as fast as you can to sort of stave this off and ride through the 90 days? What do the lawyers say about that?
Well, what we're going to do before this is all, we're farmers. This whole legal stuff is new to us. But we're going to do ask for an injunction to hold off the Park Service from throwing us out in 90 days. If we can, until the court case is completed.
Yeah. Obviously, you were talking about this, the impact on the area, the visitors, 50,000 a year right there, Marin County, beautiful for people who haven't been there. It's, as I said, it's one of the most beautiful places, that entire area that I've been to, and people are very familiar with your company. And as you mentioned, the people that you employ, they have to be obviously very concerned, might lose houses. Are you getting a lot of feedback from others, though, in your area who are saying, hey, we want to support you? Can we sign a petition? Can we call somebody? Are you finding that you're getting a lot of that?
There's huge support. There's outrage and a lot of support coming forward, which we really, that's what's keeping us going because it's so devastating. And it's devastating to the state. The state reserved the right to continue to issue shellfish leases when they transferred the land to the seashore. And so this is actually usurping states' rights, too, because we produce almost 40% of the oysters grown in California. We operate the last oyster cannery in the state. So this is really going to devastate the sustainable seafood system of our state, too.
Yeah. How about tapping on some of those politicians? Have you gotten to that point where you've called up, Dianne Feinstein or somebody else and told them about it? Because obviously the economic impacts of that, I think they'd be interested in it.
Well, actually, quite honestly, Dianne Feinstein's paid close attention to this for years. She has been extremely frustrated with the misrepresentations and dishonesty by the Park Service. She said so. She has sent multiple letters to Secretary Salazar, and frankly, the Secretary seemed to not respond.
Wow, it just makes you shake your head, and as you said, 40% of the oysters, that is absolutely staggering. What about the other businesses? There have to be other businesses that are in the same boat, correct?
Well, no, they actually singled us out. The ranchers around us are all, of course, concerned. The Interior Department says, oh, we love the ranchers, and they're going to stay.
Mm.
But the ranchers have seen this as kind of the first domino. I agree with that. I do not. From the disingenuous things that have been said and done by the National Park Service does not give us any, real faith that those words are real. The other oyster farms in the region, we're the only one in the National Seashore. There are some more in a neighboring bay, Tamales Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned because we supply them with a lot of their oysters to keep their markets going, and because we're the larger supplier, and so they're going to be hurt badly, too.
Yeah. Kevin, tell us before we let you fly, and good luck with the lawsuit, but tell us a little bit about Drake's Bay Oyster Company. How long had you been around?
Well, this has been around probably nearly 100 years.
Ooh.
It's been permitted by California Department of Fish and Game since 1934, and it has the best water quality of any bay or estuary in the state for shellfish aquaculture. It's perfect. The National Park Service came in and purchased it in the 1960s and 70s and made an agreement that it would stay as a pre-existing use, part of the cultural landscapes. And today we've just seen them reverse that agreement.
Yeah. And the you filed the lawsuit this week, so you know, as you said, you're farmers. You don't know much about the legal stuff, but you're learning. And how do the lawyers feel? Pretty confident that this is a good fight?
They do. Actually, they're pretty amazed by the activities and the conduct of these federal officials. They're confident that these are pretty clear violations, and it's still very scary.
Yeah, I understand. Kevin, we wish you the best. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again down the road, and good luck with the lawsuit.
Thank you so much.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container, plus the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand.
Welcome back to America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on the great immigration debate, nothing's changed except for what the official tally is on people that are in the country illegally. There is no pathway to citizenship, but one brick at a time, bipartisan cooperation. The people in Washington swear they're going to get this done. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to check the mailbag. But first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I see the Republicans are snipping at each other already. What Bobby Jingle said. They did quit nominating stupid candidates.
Yeah. Right. I mean, here we go already talking about, you know, it's funny if you think about it. We're barely into 2013, but that's how we roll in the United States. Are we already worried about 2016?
Well, I just wonder who you're talking about, a stupid candidate. Talking about Romney or Palin or McCain or...
Oh, you think he's going to nail that? He's not going to give you the specifics on it. It's better to be vague than to be specific. Because he would get himself into some huge problems. I mean, he could say Palin, because Palin now isn't doing the Fox thing, and he could refer to Palin, but she wasn't the presidential candidate. I guess Romney, it would seem that it would be Romney, and he would be easy to beat up on, because he was the also-ran guy from the start, and a lot of people know that.
Yeah, I think he's probably talking about McCain, too. Anyway, like I said, he probably lost some friends already before that.
He's going to need those friends because when you run, it's about the money. You got to be able to raise the money. And people like John McCain, he knows a lot of the right people. And obviously, Romney has a ton of money.
Yeah. And the Republican Party, you know, I don't like that comment anyway. So.
Yeah.
I'm crazy now.
Yeah.
I forget about him.
Yeah, I don't think Jindal, even though he's on the bench, I don't think he'd be the choice. Right now, today, if suddenly we had time go fast forward for all of us and we were close to 2016, I think it would be Chris Christie.
Oh, well, I'm DeMarco Rubio.
He's on the list. He would be on the list, too. But if I was picking right this second, I would say Christie. I don't know, but there could be... Here's what usually happens, and you know this, if you look at Clinton, if you look at Jimmy Carter, if you look at even Bush, when you get closer to the election, that's when sometimes somebody comes out of left field that gets the momentum in one of the primaries or before the primaries, and that's it. The game changes. That happens a lot. So the game is definitely not set in any way, shape, or form for 2016 for the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yeah. But what do you think about having a Super Bowl in New Jersey next year?
Wow, I think it's going to be pretty cold, and transportation is going to be interesting. That city, New York, it's going to be New York. New York's going to swell, and with the amount of people coming into it. So if you're planning on going to the Super Bowl, I would book a room right now.
Well, what do you get by just 6 inches freezing rain or snow, you know?
Well, that happened in Dallas, Texas. They didn't expect that, so it would be a repeat of Dallas. It would be terrible if that happened.
Well, you got a dome down there, though.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, the elements, and people will go down to Super Bowl in New Orleans to enjoy themselves in warm weather, you know. You know, they want to be freezing rain or snow.
I think it should be in warm weather places. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think the Super Bowl, I don't understand why, because they were trying to appease the owners because it's big money for them and for the city. So Dallas really lost out because they had terrible weather. There were a lot of people that didn't come to the Super Bowl. There were problems getting to the events, all that kind of stuff, even though it was enclosed. So that wasn't it was not a great success. The warm weather places are more enticing. People that live in cold weather places want to go to Tampa. They want to go to San Diego. They want to go to New Orleans. I get it from the owner's perspective. They want the do, re, mi, Rick. That's what it's about. They screamed and yelled. They wanted a chance to host Super Bowls. Remember, it was Indianapolis. I'll never forget a friend of mine who's covered a whole bunch of Super Bowls said, you're not going to believe that I drew the short straw and I have to go to Indianapolis, which Indianapolis is a great city. But in the middle of winter, covering a Super Bowl, that's not as fun as San Diego is.
No, or Miami or somewhere.
Yeah, and you still have to pay a lot of money, and the hotel rooms jack up their prices, and they're hard to get. So even if you were close to that area, you're still going to have to pay bigger prices, but you're not going to get you're just not going to get the kind of weather that you would get in some of the places that we mentioned. I covered a lot of those warm weather, you know, I covered a lot of those warm weather Super Bowls, and it was fun. It was easy to get around. Tampa was super, super easy. New Orleans was another easy place. San Diego was a beautiful place and an easy place to cover a Super Bowl. And people come, like I said, from all over because they want to be able to enjoy the warm weather, especially from the Midwest and the Northeast. Other than your Westerners, a lot of people are dealing with tough climates. All right, on that note, thank you, Rick. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, so this email I got, the first one out of the gate this morning, when I opened up the mailbag, just to take a quick sneak peek, this was pretty funny. Got this message from Jen. A big shout out to you, Jennifer. She writes, fake girlfriend, and then says, dear Kate, for your amusement, it's fakegirlfriend.com. I'm telling you all this to go there and check it out. She says, you're a quiet but faithful listener, and if you go and check it out, it's a whole thing about friending a fake girlfriend and how it works. It's fakegirlfriend.co and how you can create your own fake girlfriend. It's obviously a spoof on the whole Manti Te'o thing, how to connect, how to pick your own responses, how to text, all that kind of stuff, and it's a fake Facebook thing. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. Jen, so thank you. It was for my amusement, and I laughed when I saw it. He's never living that down. He's going to just have to yuck it up himself. That's the only way around that. All right, this one is from Randy, and Randy says, hey, Kate Delaney, enjoying the show. Finally, Sandy victims get their money, or eventually they're going to get their money. At least Congress has passed the 50-some billion-dollar bill. Let's hope most of it is earmarked for the people who truly need it so they can build up Staten Island again and Seaside Heights and all the places along the coastal areas that were completely demolished, really flattened by Sandy. I heard you mention one night on the air that the casinos were really hurting, and that's true. I have a friend that works in one of the casinos. It's the Caesars, and he says it is, as you mentioned, like a ghost town. A lot of people not hitting the casinos. Hard times for the people in AC. Listen to the show, as I mentioned. Keep on keeping on, sister. Thanks for that, Randy. I have family there, and they told me that initially, and I didn't realize that. The last time I was back east, I guess it was for Thanksgiving, that some of the casinos were talking about going to 3 days because they just didn't have enough people going in. They were really, really hurting because first of all, the people that were hit by Sandy were struggling with everything anyway. But not that many people were going down to the Jersey Shore to go to the casinos. And so many people are employed by the gaming industry there that took a big chunk out of a lot of folks' incomes. And they think it's going to be a while for it to really bounce back. Here's another one from Mark, listening to us in Illinois. He says, from the land of Lincoln, young lady, I say congrats on an interesting and entertaining show. This thing with immigration is what we've heard before. If I were a betting person, I would say there will be no amnesty. There will be no way to solve this dilemma because just like our deficit, we allow things to fester for far too long in this country, and they get way out of hand. Yeah, if you look at this on first blush, I said that how many times has this issue come up? I remember in 2007, I've mentioned this before, how heated it was, but then the debate goes away, and that's it, and it gets put on a shelf, so we're back to the same thing again. What are we going to do? How do we handle that? Are people going to pay back taxes? Are you going to require people to speak English? That's what some people are saying. I think that there's going to be massive debate on it. It's going to look like there's bipartisan support, and at the 11th hour, it's going to fall apart. I mean, not to be cynical, but it's going to fall apart. So we're going to keep doing the same thing that we've been doing, I guess, until it reaches a boiling point. And I don't know what that boiling point is anymore, because we definitely have really messed up locally, statewide, a lot of resources being drained. It's a very, very big problem. Here's one from Stephen H., who says, did you happen to catch the deal on the Boy Scouts saying they might end their ban on gay youth leaders? Kind of a surprising twist, Kate. I sort of don't care either way in a sense, although if I were a parent because of some of the terrible stories that I've read in the past, maybe I would be a little bit worried about it, but I'm not in that situation. It's odd that they had this ban in the first place. What do you think? Will there be a lot of scuttle over this? Well, of course there's going to be a lot of scuttle over it. That's why it's being announced. They're talking about, with this change in the membership stuff, you're talking about councils. They have a whole bunch of councils. They have religious and civic groups that are part of, intertwined with the scouting thing. They may end up losing a lot of members. I don't know. We'll see. Controversial for sure. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Just a big fan. It's the first time we're in the Super Bowl in so long, and it's really exciting.
When I say Baltimore, you say Ravens. Baltimore! 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 Let's go win the Super Bowl for Baltimore!
All right, Super Bowl week is upon us in New Orleans. It's just kind of a wild week of talking to the media for the players, getting ready for the big game, former players congregating, people hanging out and doing shows from bars and restaurants. It's one big party for an entire week. A lot of corporations hold meetings down there because they can afford the tickets, so that at the end their friends and family get to go to the game. And then there's the diehard fans who will make their way to New Orleans as soon as they can. People who have been fans of the Ravens for however long. And the same thing when it comes to San Francisco. The storylines, as I've mentioned many times, and as you all know, are pretty intriguing. I guess the biggest storyline to me is, and there's a whole bunch of them really, the Ray Lewis retiring deal. Does he retire with another Super Bowl ring? Also, the Harbaugh brothers, does it get any better than that? The fact that they're going to square off against each other, and who will the father be cheering for and the mother? Do they split? Okay, you cheer for John, you cheer for Jim. We'll figure it out. We'll flip a coin. I think that would be pretty tough on the family because they want them both to win and they both can't win. Obviously, getting to the Super Bowl, both of them facing each other is huge for that family, but a bummer for the brother that loses. Matt, can you imagine being the brother when they're so close, so tight, know each other inside and out, send tapes of what's going on with San Francisco, what's going on with the Ravens to the father every single week. He sends back notes because he's a longtime football coach, college football coach. Can you just imagine what it must be like for that that crew? It's got to be odd.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it's a unique situation that'll probably never happen again. And if you lose, at least your brother wins. So there's some conciliatory.
I don't know.
No? You don't think so?
Well, it's kind of in a different way like the Williams sisters. People used to say when they played each other, they thought Richard Williams, because they played each other a lot. Like, you made the point that you probably won't see this again, so that's a little bit different. But in the Williams situation, people would think that Richard Williams would tell one of them, all right, Serena, it's Venus's turn to win since you two are beating each other a bunch.
Individuals in an individual sport, and this is head coaches of a 53-man football team, and it's a completely different thing, you know?
Boy, I just wouldn't want to. And maybe if it comes down to a Super Bowl where it's like, remember the couple of years ago, the Giants and the Patriots and how stunning that finish was and the
right.
Giants won. Well, if it comes down to that, it's like salt in the wound in one way because you just barely lost. But on the other hand, it was edge of your seat, entertainment, that you'd have to congratulate your brother. Wow, terrific game. Oh, my gosh, could have gone either way. I still think it would be tough because you know how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't know. I take the approach that they're probably, I don't know, I look at it like, okay, let's say my buddies and I are in a tournament or a poker tournament or something. I'm wanting all of us to get to the final table. Once we're there, I want to beat them more than anything. But at the same time, I want us all to succeed to that point. And then once it's down to us, then I want to win for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I guess so. If I were in a golf tournament and I had friends and we were on opposite sides, I would want them, and it was narrowed down, I'd want them to be in it at the end. If I didn't win it, I'd rather them win than somebody else I don't know. And so, I get that. It's tough. It's definitely tough. You know, Roger Goodell heading into this is the showcase week for the NFL, and there was a poll that was conducted by the USA Today, and they asked 300 players, but that's a pretty big number. And of the 300 players that they polled, the disparity between the love and the complete hate dislike for Roger Goodell was pretty high. The amount of players, the percentage of people who in the NFL who don't approve of Roger Goodell, 61%. Yeah, that is brutal, man. They do not like Roger Goodell. They do not. I mean, is it because of finding guys, the amount of money for you know, helmet-to-helmet hits? Is it because of the lockout? Is it because of the bounty scandal of the Saints, the replacement refs? I would think that would probably be something that would hurt. You know, why is Goodell not liked a little bit more than that? 61%. The president has better numbers than Roger Goodell. He's in the fun league, or I guess the no fun league. Maybe that's what it is. It's the no fun league. So that's the reason why. I was reading somebody's take on it. They said if there's an argument that you would make about Goodell, if he's hitting a high number on his approval ratings from his players, he would be doing a bad job. That's a good spin on it. Well, if everybody liked me, then I would not really be doing my job. So, got to look at it that way. If I'm disliked, then I'm striking a nerve and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Speaking of what you're supposed to be doing, Tiger Woods seems like a distant memory to so many of us, doesn't it? Because he became a punchline. He, much like Manti Te'o, although Manti Te'o had a fake phony girlfriend, Tiger Woods had sex with a lot of different women, not his wife. So he was the big-time punchline for months on end. I mean, that scandal just never went away. But now it has faded. And Woods, who's divorced, moved on, all that other stuff, actually won a tournament over the weekend to snag his 75th win. That is pretty heady company to say that you have 75 tournament wins. I mean, he's in pretty storied company at this point, and he just was incredible during the tournament at Torrey Pines. The Farmers Insurance Open is what it's called, and it was strung out because they had to deal with fog. So it was actually 5 days before he nailed it and won it by at least 4 strokes. The closest guys to him were 4 strokes behind. But the number to hit 75, man, that's just absolutely incredible. There's no doubt that Tiger Woods has talent. And there's no doubt that people still always, when they go to see him play, will follow this guy all over the golf course. I mean, he's the one that everybody wants to watch. And if you look at the history books, he trails Sam Snead, who had 82 wins. So he's only 7 behind. I would think he's going to pass that. I think there's people that would like to see him not pass it, but he's going to end up the last man standing with the most wins in the history of the PGA, like it or not, because he still is an amazing, amazing golfer that went crazy and went flying off the rails with all his personal debacles. But because of scandals and how they break and the cycles of them and somebody else coming up behind, the Lance Armstrongs, the Manti Te'os, the who's ever next. It's kind of like that old saying, who's got next? It's about that in sports. And maybe people will never completely forget the nonsense over Tiger Woods, but every time he adds another win, it makes it easier to put some distance, I think, certainly between that without a doubt. Good chance to remind you, it's not about golf, but it's about Nail the Score on our Thursday morning show in the third hour, our final Nail the Score of the season in the NFL. It's the Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win it? What do you think the final score is going to be? Pretty straightforward. We don't even have to use the computer. You don't have to know anything about football whatsoever. You just have to make a guess. Once you call in, you own that, and maybe you'll be our final winner of the season.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.